I know what today is.
Today is Daf Lamed Dalet. So far we haven't met any Gzeira Shava. All we've seen is a Hekesh that is being Makish every Rosh Hashanah to the Yovel of Yom HaKippurim Blor. Now, how about the third question? So we now know that you need to use a shofar, and we now know that you need to have a tkiya before the chua and a tkiya le'achra chua. How do we know, asked the Gemara, that we need to have l'sholosh l'sholosh l'sholosh? How do we get the idea that we're supposed to do this three times with this whole complicated malchus, a chronos, a shofar, a three sidorim, and where does that come from? Talmud Lomar, if you take a look at the total number of psukim that discuss the shruas in this period, you have the original pasuk that we brought, the Avarta Shofar Shua, which of course is a reference to Yom HaKippur Mev Yovel and not to Rosh Hashanah. And then you have the two psukim that refer directly to Rosh Hashanah, Shabbaton Zichron Truah and Yom Truah Yelachem. So you'll say, but who's to say that we should put all of those together? So who's to tell me to stick it all together? All of a sudden, we finally discover a gzeira shava. Weird. So for the first limudim, now you need a shofar and you need pshuta lefaneh v'lacharei. We learned that from a hekesh. Here, all of a sudden, we switch to the gzeira shava, in which, since it says Bachodesh Hashvi'i Bayovel in a way that isn't necessary, and then we have Bachodesh Hashvi'i Bi'echad LaChodesh Yelachem Shabbaton Zichron Truah, so we compare the Chodesh Hashvi'i of one, of Yovel, to the Chodesh Hashvi'i of Rosh Hashanah, to teach me that whatever appears in one appears in the other. Therefore I now know HaKetzad Shalosh, I now know Tkia, Trua Tkia, that needs to be done in three stages, Ve'avarta Shofar Trua, Shabbaton Zipro Trua, and Yom Trua Yelachem, which tells us now the Sholay Shehin Tesha, Shi'ur Tekia Kitrua, Shi'ur Tirua Kishlosha Shvarim. So as we said earlier, in each one of these we have the Tekia being the same length as the Trua, and a Trua being defined as three groans, or at least the length of the three groans. Now that could mean maybe it's the length of the three groans, but each groan consists of three sobs, in which case it would be a total length of nine kolot, as we'll see. So far we don't know that. Ask the Gemara, now why did we change in mid-braita? Hai tana mikora maitala be'kesha, pashta maitala be'kzera shava. We started off asking, how do you know it's with a shofar? How do you know there's a pshuta lefaneh v'lacharei? That we managed to work out with the hekesh. That since it says b'chodesh hashvi'i unnecessarily, it's telling us all things b'chodesh hashvi'i are together. And then all of a sudden, when we ask, how do we know that there's three separate sdorim which turn out to be malchus, akronos, v'shofaros, all of a sudden we learn it out from a gzeira shava of chodesh hashvi'i. Ochikama. What the Tana is trying to say is that ilav gzera shava ave maitinan lave akesha. That what we would be able to do, even if we wouldn't have had the gzera shava, so we could have learned it out of the hekesh. Now, that's a little bit strange. There's a lot of different pirushim in it. The mashma'ut over here is ilav gzera shava. I could have learned it out from the Hekesh. Rashi says that means I could have learned it out on my own. A Gzeira Shava, I need to be Makabo from my Rebbe. Masha'in came with the Hekesh that I could figure out on my by myself. Now, as the Reb Kiveger points out, Rashi Shita elsewhere is that none of the Limudim can I learn out on my own other than a Kal V'chomer. Which case, a hekesh, I also wouldn't be able to say just because it uses an extra chodesh hashvi'i. Fine. This is a problem. There are, however, other pshatim in this, which is that lemaisa, if it wouldn't be for both of them together, I wouldn't be able to say it's amur bezeh bezeh. Let's say only had the gzeira shava. What I would be able to say most of is that I now have to understand that Tahaviru Shofar Baratzechem means the same way you do it on Rosh Hashanah. How do I do it on Rosh Hashanah? I have two psukim on Rosh Hashanah, which tells me two Siddurim of Tkiya, Trua Tkiya. I certainly wouldn't have said, and now let's apply the other one to this one. I would have said that the Torah uses a shortcut in the language to tell me just Ve'avarta Shofar Trua, but it defines what Avarat Shofar Trua is with the Gzera Shava to Rosh Hashanah. But who's to say now that I can also learn out one to the other? The same thing would be true if I was just given the Hekesh. Now that I have the Hekesh and the Gzera Shavah, I say, okay, if I hadn't said Shua at all by Yom Kippur of Yovel, I would have known nonetheless the Dinim. Therefore, the Torah is adding the Lashon of Shefer Shua must be coming to tell me, Litein es Amur Bezeh, Bezeh. This is how some of the Akronim, the Yoshua learns, other Akronim learn like that. It makes the continuation of the Sugya a bit difficult, which is, the Gemara now asks, Sa'ashta, now you're telling me that I can learn it out from the Gezeirah Shava. So now, that would mean, Ashta, the Gezeirah Shava, Keisha, Lotzarech. Given the Gezeirah Shava, I no longer need the Hekesh. So that would only mean for the first cases. In other words, I'm bringing out to you that there is a Hekesh. Lamaisa, there I don't need it, but over here I actually do need it. So I'm not asking, what am I going to do with the Hekesh at all? The Hekesh is meaningful. The way that I brought out the Hekesh is to in order to teach me in the end the aggregate dinim that come from the fact that there's a Hekesh and a Gzera Shava. Had I only told you the Gzera Shava, you would have sitting there and scratched your heads with it. I mean, that's already a step beyond the Gzera Shava. Or you could just tell me the maximum that it says in one, that it's comparing to the other, so it's two in both. I need an extra posik, which is the Hekesh, to tell me that we also apply one to the other. Okay, it's a very, very nice shot. It makes a great deal of sense. In other places where we do Shel Zeh B'Zeh, we always have an indication. In the posik Gufa, that we're supposed to do Shel Zeh B'Zeh. Now, there's another approach, which is that Haitana Maitel of Gzereshava Mimidbar. And we're going to see later on what the following Tana has against the way we're learning it, since he definitely agrees to the Etzem Gzereshava of Yom HaKippurim to Rosh Hashanah. But the previous questions that we asked about how do we know the Pshuta Lefaneh V'Lachareh and so on, he learns that out from the way in which the chatzotzot were used in the midbar, the Tanya. Utekatem trua. These are two separate sounds. Tekatem trua. A tkiya and a trua. Tkiya b'fnei atzma, trua b'fnei atzma. Wait. Before we go any further, why are you saying that? Ataomer tkiya b'fnei atzma, trua b'fnei atzma. I mean, maybe it simply means utekatem trua, blow a sound of a trua. That's the way most people understand the simple meaning. Blow a trua, so maybe it's tkiya v'trua achati, but that's one thing, not to be confused with the language of tkiya v'trua achasi aliba de Rebbe Yehuda that we spoke about back in Sukkah, where it doesn't mean to say it's not two different kolot, it just means to say it's counted as one kol. You'll notice that the Gemara Rajva points this out. The Gemara often does this just to keep you guessing. uses the same language in very different ways. We've seen many examples of this, right? So if you're achasi, it keeps you on your toes. That's just the word has to be understood in context, which is a wonderful thing to remember, that things only are meant to be understood in context. If we'd only remember that, everything would be different all over the world, just think. But what's that? You read the newspapers. Okay, so that's the problem. There you go. Look what happens to a world where there's no context. A world of sound bites. So if you learn utekatem trua just for the word over here, so it says, okay. Maybe it's achasi, yes,
abadi. The Arabs would love us if we weren't here. We weren't around.
Yeah, you're right. All kinds of peace.
Look
at 21 or 7. The 21 or 7, Gemara. It became 7-11 in our day.
But katim is a verb. So
you're right. Katim is a verb, which is bash, but says the Gemara that it means blow. Verb, noun. Blow what? Blow a trua. I mean, isn't that the simple way to understand it? So how do you know that it means each one is separate? Says the Gemara, I'll prove it to you. It can't be the tkiya of a trua achasi, because then kishu omero ba'akila takahal. Titku velo tariu. What is that supposed to mean? Continues on to say, but when you're gathering together the people over here, don't do the trua part, just do the tkiya part. So obviously, utekatem trua refers to two separate kolot, which we cannot differentiate depending on what the purpose of the kol is. Have omer, that forces you to recognize the tkiya bifne atzma, utkiya bifne atzma. So we now know that there have to be two sounds. So utkatem trua. Now the question would be then, how do you know? I mean, ayin shipshuta lifaneha. Tamadomer utkatem trua. The lashon therefore is first utkatem, then trua. So we now know tkia first, then trua. Umin ayin shipshuta lachareha. And where does it say that there has to be another tkiya afterwards? Talmud Lomar, there, if you take a look at the end of the pasuk, utkatem trua shenit, and then it says, trua yitku'u lamasehem. So trua yitku'u means trua tkiya. Beautiful. So now we have tkiya, trua tkiya. Rabbi Yishmael ben Asher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka omer, eino tzarif. There's no need for that. It says, Harei Omer, Utekatem Trua Shenit. How do you understand the word Shenit? Shein Talmud Lomar Shenit. Ma Talmud Lomar Shenit. I mean, any idiot understands that if you first told me to blow a tekia, and then now it's time to move, it says, blow a trua, a tekia, it's telling me, again, a tekia. So the Shenit must be, a binyan av, ze binyan av, shekom makom shenemar trua. To hate ki'a shni'ala. That the meaning now of a trua is that it always is meant to be followed by a tekiya secondarily to the trua. Emi yela b'midbar. Now I might think that this was only during the movement of the machan in the midbar. How do you know this has anything to do with Rosh Hashanah? V'Rosh Hashanah minayin tamud lomar trua trua l'gzeresh of a. Therefore, the Torah now tells me the Lashon of Trua, to tell me that where it says Trua in Rosh Hashanah is the same as the meaning of Trua in the Midbar. The Shalosh Shurot Nemru v'Rosh Hashanah, and now here we see that this Tana also agrees with our comparison of Yom Kippur Shagovah to Rosh Hashanah, which makes it more problematic why you had to go to the Midbar in order to figure out the Pshuta Lefaneh, Pshuta Lachareh. Because here he brings three psukim, which include, of course, the third pasuk Vavarta Shofar Torah, which is all about Yovel and not about Rosh Hashanah. Shabbaton Zikron Torah, Yom Torah Yelachem, that's a reference to Rosh Hashanah. Vavarta Shofar Torah is a reference to Yom HaKippurim. So apparently he agrees with our original approach. Ushtet Kiyot Kol Achat V'Achat, and we know that there's a tkiya that is associated with the before and with the after that we just learned out from the Midbar, which gives you all together the kolot that we just learned out. Matzinon l'medim. Shalosh truot, and those shalosh truot but carry along with them shesh tkiyas. Shalosh truot, v'shesh tkiyot, nemru b'Rosh Hashanah. Shtayim midivrei Torah. So two of them come directly from the limud of trua, Shabbaton Zichron Trua and Yom Trua, and then Achat Midivrei Sofri, Shabbaton Zichron Trua. This Shabbaton Zichron Trua Vavarta Shofar Trua is Midivrei Torah. Ooh, that's a surprise. So which one? Not the way we would have thought, but rather The ones that are givens are actually one of the Rosh Hashanah and one of the Yovel. But the extra pasuk that we read, Yom Tru'ai Yelachem, that pasuk is not coming to tell me the halacha of an extra trua. Rather, the Talmudo, that one is coming to tell me the Talmud, the Gzeres Shavah, that we needed it before for. We were learning out the trua trua, you just said. I'm learning. How do I know from the Midbar to compare it to Rosh Hashanah Bichlal? So in other words, this Tana, because of the fact that he learns it out of the Midbar, requires one of the truas that we were using for the number of Siddurim to make a new Gezeirah Shavah to the Chatzotzrot in the Midbar. So he ends up basically only having two psukim, really, that tell me the dinim of trua on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Rabbi Yonatan says, don't exaggerate. Only one of them is Midivrei Torah. And believe it or not, which one of them is Midivrei Torah? The one from Yovel is the only one that's Midivrei Torah for Rosh Hashanah. Shtayim are Midivrei Sofer. The Avarta Shofar Torah is Midivrei Torah. Shabbaton Zichron Torah and Yom Torah Yalachem is coming Latalmudon. I know one of them, what the Latalmudon means for the Gezeirah Shavah of the Shofar of the Midbar, the Chatzotzrot of the Midbar, to the Trua of Rosh Hashanah. But what's the second one? What's L'Talmudo Huba? My L'Talmudo Huba? Yom Trua Yelachem comes to tell me, Yom V'lo Balayla, that the din of Shofar is only during the day and not during the night. That's interesting. So how indeed, if we use the Yom Trua to tell me that it's the Pashas, a day of blowing the shofar, that we need now a third or a second, depending how you're learning. So the Idach, the other man, the Omer, how does he know? The Yom Velo Belayla, Minole? No, that he says, it says Yom HaKippurim. So if we were learning anyway out of from the Yom HaKippurim to Rosh Hashanah, so now I know it's only in the daytime. Says, I don't understand. So this Tana can't seem to make up his mind. If he's learning out from Yom HaKippurim to the dinim of Rosh Hashanah, why does he dray a cup to go make now another limud which uses up one of our truas to learn out from the Chatzotzrot in the Midbar if all he has to do is learn it out directly from Yom HaKippurim? All of the things that we learned, the Pshut HaLefaneh V'LaAcharei, all of that, why didn't he just go straight to the thing that he has to come back to anyway if he's going to come back to Yom from Yom HaKippurim? So, imi Yom HaKippurim yolif, nigma nami minei l'pshuta l'faneha u'pshuta l'achareha, he could have learned the whole thing out of there, and then he wouldn't have had to have the extra trua, because he holds the avarta is not the aviru. I can't learn out, that's lomash melavu. From the ta'aviru, the avarta kol trua, those avarta v'aviru is not coming to tell me pshuta lefaneha like we learned it. He has avarta ta'aviru not to learn out from what we learned, that it's a way of blowing, meaning a tkiah before and a tkiah after, which is the only way that we knew it. He says that doesn't come to tell me that at all. I didn't learn that avarta, but that's referring to a coal. It's obviously referring to the mode by which you create the coal. It's not a new coal. And we know what drasha we learn from that. What is that? Elamai darshibu v'havarta yiskir of matna. The omer of matna v'havarta kiderech havarato. That means that it has to be done with the small side at your mouth, the way it grew on the animal, and not through reversing it by boiling it and now having the small side, the big side, and vice versa, we had before, which is hafche. Hafche, you're not yotze. You already learned that before. What are you telling me? Havarta now comes telling me another thing, that there's a kol. What about ta'aviru? Ta'aviru de komarachmona. That means to tell me that it has to be na'abre beyond. If it would have meant if it wouldn't have said, Rashi learns like this. There's a portion of way to learn it, which Taifa suggests, but he himself in the end says, I think Rashi's really more lenient. But Tosfos learns that Avirul Biyad is the pshat. Don't put the shofar down on an amud of some kind, in which it's supported, and now you go up and put your mouth to the mouthpiece of this beautiful shofar that is standing now on a pillar, and you blow the shofar on the pillar. The Tavirul Biyad means you have to be holding it in your own hand. But Rashi learns Tavirul means that if it wouldn't have been a repeat of the Taviru, Vahavartam Taviru, I would have thought that Vahavartam was a symbolic carrying of the shofar throughout the Machane. Not the sound of a shofar.
Show it off.
Yeah, show it. Draw everybody together as a sign of Yovel. Right. Yovel. Yovel means shofar. So you walk around with the shofar to show everybody this is the year of Yovel. If it repeats already now the din of Taviru, so I would have thought. Now I know that it means also an actual blowing. V'idach, what is the other time who says, no, means tkiya lefaneh tkilak harel. So how does he know? Derech Avarato. Derech Avarato, he says, that I know minashani b'dibura. I mean, you must admit, you were the one who said that you don't believe me. You can't believe that the word Avar is a Lashon Tkiya. You're right. It's a very strange way of saying a Lashon Tkiya. And why do you think the Torah chooses such a strange way? In order to teach another halach that the way to blow a Tkiya is through the natural shape of the shofar. That's why it says it that way. And Taviru Biyad, nobody would have thought that it means carrying a shofar around. I mean, for heaven's sakes, we know that it doesn't mean that. When Moshe Rabbeinu was told to use it, I would have learned up Avra Avara from Moshe. It says, V'havarta shofar trua, and by Moshe it says, V'ya'aviru kol. Note, the word ya'aviru is associated with a sound, not with a symbol. So that means that I'm supposed not to carry the shofar, I'm supposed to blow the shofar. Ma'alahalan b'kol, afkan b'kol. I don't need now an extra lima to tell me that it blows. It means avora b'kol. So let me ask you something. It turns out now that basically everybody agrees that there is a comparison of Yom Kippur to Rosh Hashanah. The only question is whether Yom Kippur itself includes the sense of pshuta lefaneh v'lacharea, or whether the pshuta lefaneh v'lacharea has to be learnt out from the chatzotzot and midbar. Correct? That's where we're coming at. But once you're telling me, you're ignoring the original limud, you see. The original limud, you remember, the first thing that we asked was, how do we know you're supposed to use a shofar in Rosh Hashanah? So you told me, I know we're supposed to learn the shofar Rosh Hashanah out of Yom HaKippur, and was the hekesh of Kol Tkiyot B'Chodesh HaShvi'i. But now you're telling me I have to learn out the dinim of the trua, the Yom trua on Rosh Hashanah, from another place, which is a Gzeres Shavah, to the Chatzotzrot in the Midbar. So now, how do you know whether you're supposed to do Rosh Hashanah with Chatzotzrot, or whether you're supposed to do with the shofar? Now I have two places that I'm learning it from. So why don't we say, La'aytana d'vayti le'be Midbar? If you're learning it out of the Midbar, so then, Ma'alahala Chatzotzrot, Afkan Chatzotzrot. You're right. The truth is, if I wouldn't have a remez, I can't prove to you one above the other, but since in Sefer Tehillim it says Tik'u b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagena, which is how we opened this whole Masechta in terms of the din of Echad B'Tishrei. So Ezel chad shachodesh mitkasebo. Again, there were two meanings to that, or three meanings to that. Rashi's pshat that the chodesh is mitkaseb, the new moon is covered because it comes out at the same time of the Molad, so you don't really see it. Or the one pshat in Tosfos was that at least the mashmaut was, there was a lot of questions on this pshat, was that we don't bring the soyer of Rosh Chodesh. The most reasonable pshat in Tosfos was we don't mention the soyer of Rosh Chodesh in the Tevila. So it's mitkaseh, because we don't want to expose the fact that God has to bring a kapora on himself for Maisa Bereshis, so which was all messed up. We may have noticed that, but you don't want to make a big fuss about it on the day that you're celebrating Maaseh Bereishis, but it's obvious something is really bad. So that's basically the kapora of Rosh Hashanah, for Rosh Chodesh. So Habiyomer is there Rosh Hashanah, and it says Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar, Kabbalah Rabbanan Shofar. So from here we see that indeed the choice of drasha to compare it to Yom Kippurim, Tavil Shofar and Yovel, or to compare it to the Chatzitzot of Bamidbar, it's showing us a gilui that the place to learn it out from is indeed Rosh, the Shofar of Yovel on Yom Kippur. Now Atkin Rabbi Avu B'Kisari. Now just to make sure that we're properly confused, and it's this confusion that leads to the way which we have Tia Shofar today, because from the Mishnah all we see are nine kolot over the spread over the course of the three Siddurim. And yet Rabbi Avu was metaken Kisaria to do the following: do a tkia, then do three shvarim, then do a trua, and then do a tkia. I don't understand. If the understanding of the word trua is sabbing, so then do sabbing. If he holds that it's groaning, then do the groans with the tkia. Why do you do both? Well, Rabbi Avu was misupak, misap keloi, iganuchi ganach ielula yala. He wasn't sure which way to do it, so he figures do it both ways. Maskevlo Rav Avira. So what do you mean do it both ways? And you're screwing it up, because dilmi yelula. Let's say it's sobbing and not groaning. So now you have a hefsek of three groans, which are just kolos, meaning nothing, between the tkia and the trua. So you have shlosh shvarim between the opening tkia and the trua that follows. Well, the truth is the hadar avit kurt tkia trua tkia. Because of that, he actually does a separate tkia trua tkia. What? Maskevlo Ravina, I understand it. The other way around is not a problem. Dilma genu chayavi, maybe it's supposed to be groaning. And if it's groaning, now he has a hefsek between the groans, which is the tkia and the shvarim, and the closing tkia, because he's doing all of this trua, which we call trua, which is not really a trua. It's just a hefsek of sabs. The kamapsik, what we call a trua, bein shvarim latkia. Well, you're right. He also does a straight out tkia shvarim trua. I understand. So what was the point? If he's mesufik, and he ends up, in order to be yotze yisufik, he ends up needing to do trua tkia shvarim tkia. And tkia trua tkia. So what does he have to do with the one that has the two together? I mean, that doesn't even work. So you should just have, okay, so you double it. You have 18 kilos. So what was the point of his takona? Rabbi Avu, ma'itkin. Iganuach ganakav the yiluli alalav. I understand. So what kind of weird takona is this? If in the end you have to do both the genuche, which we call shivorin, or the yiluli, which we call terua. So he did both of them. Ah, because he's got a third suffix. Maybe the trua means groans followed by a sob. So then you would have ganach v'yalim. So in order to have a true trua, you would need to have three groans followed by sobbing, which is a normal reaction of a person to something horrible. So then the trua would indeed reflect both of them. So then yachi. La'avid nami ipcha. Now I understand. And how do you know it's not the other way? Maybe you should sob and then groan. So then you should do tkia, trua, shlosh shvarim v'tkia, duma yelel v'gona. If a person is faced with a great tragedy, so bereisha gonach, first he groans, then he sobs. Does it break into sobs? So Mamela, this would be the derech of the only way to be yotze. All of the sveikot would be for each one of the siddurim. We would have to do a tkia trua tkia, but since we don't know what the trua is, so we create two sounds to make, just as a convenient nomenclature. It's not really, it's only tkia trua tkia. That's the only chiyah. What is a trua? So if trua is what we call shvarim, so forget about trua. Tkiyah shvarim is another way of referring. If it's only yelulei, so that we call trua. If it's a combination of shvarim together with yelulei, yavavas of genuche and yavavas of yelala, so then we call a single trua what we call a shvarim trua. And therefore, we yotzei all of the possibilities, which was the takana of Rabbi Abu. In Barnea's neighborhood.
Send me all the best Trump, Jewish travel players.
Tell us about Rabbi Abu.
A devout Kisarian who's often groaning and moaning about having to sit there with the ugly of the Zara and having to appreciate his city. But when you're walking in Kisarian now, very good. When you're walking in Kisarian now, you have to remember about Rabbi Abu and about that there was a show there which had the Mishmar Sahuna and the Mosaic, and that Rabbi Oshaya was over there, and maybe that's where Rabbi Akiva was killed.
When was it?
You don't see it. Yavo is the early Amorai.
Years, I think he's asking.
No, very early Amorai.
400s, I'm not sure.
All righty. We now know where Caesarea is. Tell us about the port. You don't want to tell us about the port.
This is gorgeous. Change Mediterranean shipping. The godless of Eretz Israel.
Wonderful.
The ports in Bahrain.
Fantastic.
Latest technology developing the port to help 500 ships.
Underwater cement. The first time was used.
They won a tiny network.
Speak, Richie, at last.
It was the first time underwater cement that hardened underwater was used. In a major project.
Fantastic.
They now think that there was a tsunami. Till now, we were told there was an earthquake that collapsed the whole west side of the port. Now, when the time it's a tsunami.
Tsunami.
One more tsunami came and smashed the coast.
Yeah, they found a number of tsunamis in this area. Excellent. Now, gentlemen, I hope you will forgive me if I briefly go over with you. Because of this, the importance of this, certainly if I briefly go over with you the Tosfos over here, it looks a little imposing, but it's really quite straightforward. I think we have an easy day tomorrow, so I figured we could always. You want to jump ahead a bit first? Oh, Aaron is leaving early, and you prefer to know to come
up. I'm saying if the rubber applications are going to be the best to adopt, then I prefer to adopt now.
All right, let's put it on hold, but remember when we go back, you have to put it on that hold. We'll just spend 5 minutes now to go through the extra piece of Gemara. How do you go? Talk of Rishon and Moshe Brishniyak Ishnai. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Shoma Teisha Tekiyas, Teisha Shoros V'yom Yatzaz, we've seen before, if you have a long gap between your various Koilos HaShofar, you would still be Yotzei Tanya Amiochi, Shoma Teisha Tekiyas, Teisha Shoros V'yom Yatzaz. Miteisha B'nei Adam Ke'echad. Now, this is great. In the service of efficiency, cheaper by the dozen, what we do is we get 9 people to blow all of the tkiyas and truas together all at one time, which would be wonderful. Problem is lo yotze. In that case, you wouldn't be able to be yotze, because you would have to. I mean, the question is, Vashi brings, there was a gears of trade kodesh lo mishtamoi, which is not really the problem over here, but it's only because you have two different sounds. This is on the contrary, because of two different sounds. You would be able to be yotze if they're two different people, but you need to have it in that order. But if you have tekiah mizev, true mizev, it doesn't matter if you've got 9 separate bale tekiah, each guy's only got one sound in him, you know? So you've got the guy going, okay, number one, number two, and so on. You go on down the row, then you would be yotze. And afilu b'serugin, afilu kolayom kulay, there you could have gaps between them, even scattered across the day. V'yomer b'yochanan, did Rabbi Yochanan indeed himself say such a thing? V'yomer b'yochanan, mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzarek, b'halelu b'megillah. If you're saying halal, and you have an interruption, or you're reading the Megillas Esther, and you have an interruption, im shahakadeh ligmoret kula, if the interruption was long enough, that you could have read the entire Halal or the entire Megillah, you have to start over again. Choser LaRosh, and here he's saying you could spread those kolot out over the entire day. Certainly you could have finished the kolot and the gap between one kol and the other. You're right, says the Gemara, Lokasha. But note that Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak is the quote here. Rabbi Yochanan was quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak. So that's his Rebbe's pshat. Hadi day, hadi rabbe. So one is his pshat, he holds his no problem. Spread it out over the whole day as far as I'm concerned. But Erochinami, his Rebbe, would never have accepted that. Says the Gemara Vadi day, lo, you're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan's personal approach was not that you can't have a large gap in the middle of doing something that would be long enough to complete the whole thing? Was there not a story in which Rabbi Avu was Avishak of Ozabas Rabbi Yochanan? He was walking behind Rabbi Yochanan of Avikori Kriyat Shema, and he was reading Kriyat Shema. Rabbi Avu was. Kimatul Mavot Vatunafot. He got the places where it was filthy. You smell it. Ishtik. So he interrupted his Kriyat Shema. Basar the Chalif, when they got past the smelly areas, Omala, he asks Rabbi Yochanan, Mao Ligmor, can I continue saying my Kriyat Shema? Do I have to start over? To which Rabbi Yochanan replied, Im Shahita Kedei Ligmor Et Kulo, if you finished, if you spent so much time in the Mavot HaPetunafim that you could have read the whole Kriyat Shema, you have to start over again. And there he's giving his own personal psak. So how do you say it's only his Rebbe? No, no, no. Ochi Kamala. What he was telling him was like this. Lididi lo sfirali. Look, you know darn well that I don't hold you should have stopped saying Kriyat Shema at all. Because my shita is, if you come to Mevo'ot HaMetunafim, which we had back in Maseches Brachos, according to him, you put on your smell mask, which you can also do by putting your hand over your mouth and your nose, and you walk, and you continue to read it. So you shouldn't have had to been shohem. So obviously, you're not asking my sheet, okay? You're telling me, not according to you. And you know that I hold that there's no problem of needing to go back if you have a large gap. So you're not asking me. You're asking the sheetas that I was makabel from others. The good, so I'll tell you. The sheetatcha. So you have to be chozer l'rosh. But l'didi l'didach l'sir l'cha. According to you, I hold that there's a problem of asking because you're asking me. Can I still go back? I said, well, what do you mean? You know that I hold, you could spread it out over the whole day? The tekiya. So what are you asking me? Can I still go back? Elamai, you're asking me what the shear of Efsik is? No, good, so I'm telling you. But obviously in the name of my Rebbe, that the din is shahit to get a look more at kula. Chozer l'rosh. Okay? Aaron, is this good enough?
There
you go. See that? Oh, yeah, boy. Okay, we have some Gersa problems here, which I wanted to avoid it. Tana Rabbanan, Tekiyos ein ma'akvot zu etzu, brachot ein ma'akvot zu etzu, Tekiyot uvrachot shal Rosh Hashanah, shal Yom HaKippurim, ma'akvot zu etzu. So here's a little bit of a question of what exactly it's saying. The Tekiyos ein ma'akvot zu etzu seems to be saying that the Tekiyos themselves, if you're missing some of them, it doesn't mean that you're not Yotzei at all. The brachas also, it's you can only say some brachas. Rashi learns that the meaning is like this. During the rest of the year, meaning not the Rosh Hashanah, you have the tekiyos, let's say, on the tainiyos, the brachas, let's say, on the tainiyos. We're over there, we'll see coming up very soon, site's introduction for our next Masechta. See, we have special brachas that we add on the tainiyos, where we have the chatzotzrot blowing at the same time. According to some, could be the shofar too. We talked about this earlier. So there it's not ma'akev. But on Rosh Hashanah, it is ma'akev. And so in other words, he seems to be learning that the tkiyas and the brachas are ma'akev zuazu. So that if you don't say the brachas, the malchus, the kranas, the shofar, you don't get to the tkiyas. And if you don't do the tekiyos, you're not yotzei malchus akronos v'sharfos. And Tosfos asks on Rashi from the Mishnah itself. Mishnah says you were mavarach, and afterwards you found the shofars. You do it not alpi the order of the brachos. I can't say that it would be ma'akvas. It brings a number of rayas, for sure. We'll get back to my taima. Why indeed? But the tekiyos of brachos are shanav shemek purim, where you need to say malchus akronos v'sharfos. They are ma'akras. My time, or what's the relationship between them? Omer Abba, my HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im lefanai b'rosh Hashanah malchi zikronos v'shofaros, which we darshan already earlier from the Pesukim. Malchios k'deshetam v'chunelechem, make me your king, zikronot k'deshiyavol lefanai zikronechem letova on a yom hazikaron, u'bameh b'shofar. So that means that there's an innate relationship between the brachos and the tkiyos. Okay, which we'll get back to tomorrow. Now, I wanted to briefly run through the Tosfos with you. So let's just take a look over here, Lam Gimel on the base. We'll look very quickly. Rashi's Pirish says Tosfos, when you say that the Shir of Etrua is Shalosh Yevaveis, is that the meaning of Shalosh Yevaveis is Shalosh Kolos B'Yalma. Three brief sounds, and therefore, when Rabbi Avu later on says that you do Tkia, Trua, Tkia, Shvarim, Trua, and so on and so forth, is Mishum de Mesupak, Betrua de Kroy, Trua Mamish, Mashanu Korim, Trua do Yulula Yelule. He was Mesupak, whether it's what we call Trua, which is Sabin, or it's a Shvarim of Yenuche Yonah, or it's both. Now that would mean that both of them, the Dilma Genuche Yonah Yulula, in which case Tzark Zor Bishvarim, according to Rashi Pshat, you have to be very careful. When you do Shavarim, if one of those Shavarim, Shaloyam Arachi, I'll call Echad, if he has for Shal Shavavais, Shal Shal Shakailas. According to him, if you do your Shavarim, each one of the Shavarim, long enough to equal three brief sobs, you just did a Tekiah. Because he learned that a Tekiah is Shal Shavavais. So it means the way we do Shavarim, according to Rashi, is possible. Because what you just did was three tkiyas. Since he learns that the tkiyas be'etzem shalosh kolos, maybe, in other words, later on we make this takana because we're not sure. But assuming that the trua itself consists of three sobs, then that means trua would be, that's it. According to Rashi, that's the trua. The only question is the trua, or is the trua, that's the only difference. Or is it? That's it. But you can't do. That you can't do. Because if you did that, you did three tkiyas. Because the tkiya for sure is the sound of three brief kailas. Ooh, now that gives you a very small window. Because your tkiya can't, your trua can't be as long as the tkiya, and it can't be as short as the kol. So it's somewhere in between. And that's a little bit strange. It means you'd have to be very, very careful, according to this. Bitzarkli Zaher Bishvarim, that means you have to be very careful when you do your Shvarim, the way Rashi is learning. Shaloye Marakim Kol Echad V'Echad B'Fnei Atzmo, that each one of those groans cannot be as long as Shalosh Yevaveis Shal Shalosh Kol Kolshu. I mean, Rashi says it means the briefest Kol Kolshu. D'imke Nasit Kiev Lo Shvarim. Because at that moment, your shvarim is no longer a groan, it's a real tekiah. The shir tekiah ketrua. The way Rashi is learning out that the shir of a tekiah could be three short kailas like a trua itself. And it says, Beferes in the Mishnah, shir trua kishal shavavits. That's unbelievable. Now here comes a fascinating thing that we never noticed before. The nira, shechayav adam laharich betekiah shel tashrak, which is the Tekiya Shvarim Trua Tekiya, Yoter Mishel, the Tekiya Shvarim Tekiya, or the and furthermore, he has to have a longer Tekiya. In other words, his Tekiya in a Shvarim Trua is longer than the Tekiya Shvarim Trua. Furthermore, his Tekiya of the Tekiya Shvarim Tekiya has to be longer than the tkiya, trua tkiya. Because if the shear of tkiya is the same as the shear of a trua, and the only reason that we're doing the tkiya, shvarim, trua tkiya is because of a suffix that maybe that is the trua, so that you need both genuche gonach and yolil, nimtzer shetzarich larech b'tkiya yishol tkiya shvarim trua kishir shloish shvarim vishloish shayavavetz. That would mean that you have a very long tekiah, which is as long as the three longer kolos. Again, according to Rashi, it's only three long kolos, three short kolos. So your tkia would be as long as, right, to get all three of all six basically of those sounds. And the reason that we do tkia shvorim tkia is because of a suffix that maybe it's genuche genuch, and the tkia of tkia trua tkia, that is the same as the shir v'trua, which is only a lulav. Now, there'd be no problem, says Tosfos, even according to Rashi, if you have a very long tekiah. In other words, if you want to make all your tekiahs as long as tekiah that would cover Shvarim Druah, and that way all your tekiahs will be long ones, and there's no problem having a long tekiah, is there? There is a problem in having a long Shvarim, because then the Shvarim would be the equivalent of a tekiah, according to Rashi. But what's the problem of having a long tekiah? So miu imarich b'kol atkias k'tkias tkias shvarim tru atkia, and of course there'd be no problem of what we call tachlav, because yokol arich kamash yitzei. You can make a tkia as long as you want. Didn't it say in the Mishnah if moshach b'shnia kishtayim ein b'yadav el achas? You still have the achas, which of course is not like the purish of those rishonim, like the Rishalmi, that is mashva. You don't have at all the second tkia, you only have the first tkia. Tosfos is taking for granted you certainly have a second tkia. You just don't have the next first tkia, right? So you can have a very long tkia, that doesn't bother anybody. Umitam zenami, for the same reason. If you want to do a longer shvorin. You weren't here, my dear sir. Not a fair question. You missed the Yerushalmi. That's what happens when you have to schlep in from Wolfson. Come back to us and don't think about Beit Shemesh. There's Yerushalmi that says Ein Bi'ar Ha'achas means only the first one of the Seder. The second one doesn't count for either. Tosfos is taking for granted that that's for sure not the meaning. Now, you can have a long Shvarim. How do you have a long Shvarim? I thought you can't have a long Shvarim, because then it becomes a tkia. You can have a long shvarim by having a lot of groans, but each groan has to be less than the three lulavs.
More than three.
Because there's nothing wrong. Because basically the shvarim is the equivalent of the trua, right? That's what we're saying. The Torah said trua means shvarim. It never said in the Torah how long the trua is, just like it never said how long the tkia is. So if you're groaning a long time, it's a groan a long time. So that's your trua. As long as each groan isn't a tkia. So therefore, the same way that we just showed that there's no problem with a long tkia, there's no problem with a long shvarim, which is a long trua. The trua consisting, of course, of the kolos of shvarim. Now, it's very important for us to, again, because of our prejudice in calling trua one thing and shvarim another thing, we get confused with this. There's only one kol, which is the trua. We have three possible ways of doing that kol. But however we do that kol, in the same way that you understand that if you're doing what we call a trua, and you do a lot of sobs, so you just go keep going. But that's all one trua. So too, if you do longer groans, more than three, what's the difference to doing longer groans and doing many sobs? I mean, more groans. I mean, more than three. What's doing the difference between doing more groans and more sobs? It's exactly the same. What you cannot do, again, it's our prejudice to think that the difference between shvarim and trua is something that the shvarim is more similar to a tkia, which is certainly not the case. The shvarim is simply the question of how we break the sound up, but it certainly means a broken sound. So if you want to make many broken sounds, make many broken sounds. That would still be the way to do a trua. The way to do a tkia is simply a kol that is poshut. So what's enough to mean how long the poshut kol is. But since the way to do a shvarim is that it should be, as its word implies, broken, so it's a broken-up call. If you're doing a broken-up call that is itself lengthy, it's not broken up. all that it becomes is a tkiya at that point. By definition, tkiya means pshuta. So a shever, which consists of three pshutas, is nothing but three tkiyas. It's not a shua. That's all the Tosfos is pointing out. Which means that according to Rashi, that the shear of a yivava is extremely brief, a short kol, so that the whole length of the shear is three short kolos. So when you're doing a shever, it can't be longer than that, because then it becomes a tkiya. So you have a very, very careful window between the two. However, he says, the riva and the rivam are mefarshim, that a yavava is not a single kol. So that shalosh yavavas is through three brief kolot, but a yavava is shalosh kochot shakol shavu. A yavava means a triple saf. That's the pshat. So if it's, then that means that your shvorim basically now could be longer, because a tki itself would be nine sabs. So if my shever is not nine sabs long, I don't get into the problem of getting into a tki, which is of course the way we do it. We do nine kolot for the trua, which is shalosh yavavais of short yavavais, and we do the trua, which are the shvorim, in other words, we do with a longer kol, which each one of which could be as long as three kolot, which according to Rashi would itself make it a tkiya, because we have a much larger window. Because we don't get into the problem of a shvarim becoming a trua until it actually is nine kolot long, which is significantly longer than the three. So that means that the shiur, according to them, is teisha kochot. That's the shiur tkiya also, according to them. Well, the Pirusham, the way they're explaining it, Ein lachushi marif tzat b'shvarim, is no problem having a lengthier shvarim instead of a greater number of shvarim, because you're not going to have it, according to their pirish, that you'd have to have a very long tkiya for the tkiya shvarim chua tkiya, because you would need to have it both as long as the three shvarim and as long as the teisha tkiyas. But then you get into a real problem, because if you didn't make your tkiya as long as that whole series, and what you did at the same time is you had a somewhat longer shvarim, then you weren't yotzei according to anybody, because then you're, by doing a short tkiya, you're indicating that you don't believe that the shear of the trua is connected all of those kolos. So then how did you have a shever which was as long as what you believe a tkiya is? So mamonashach, either you missed the tkiya or you missed the shvarim. So you wouldn't be yotz according to anybody. Now that means that we're taking for granted, and the Rajba yells at this. He says, where the heck does it ever say that a tkiya and a chur is supposed to be the same length? I mean, you're coming up with this idea, and now you're using that idea to pasul, because of the interrelationship, the proportionality between a tkiya and a trua, is this some kind of halacha mentioned in Sinai? Where did it come from? Well, it's a svara, so because of that now we're passing the tkiya trua. It's interesting that there is a shita, there's a mabit shita, that it's halacha mentioned in Sinai. It must come from somewhere. Does everybody assume that it's got to be the same thing? Okay, so we have a interesting difference in approach. And the rest of the Tosfos is dedicated to a fascinating minhag, which was the minhag in France, which Tosfos says is very weird. Because the minhag in France was to break up the different sidorim with the different type of kerlis. So that you would have, for malchias, you would do the tkiya trua tkiya. For the Shaifreis, you would do, for the Zichronis, you would do Tkiya Shvua, rather, Tkiya Shvarim, Tkiya for Malchias, and Tkiya Shvua, Tkiya for the Zichronis, and then Tkiya Shvarim Shvua for the Shaifreis. So that Memonachach, Nifur Chayesh Rabbi Avu, and you need to do the correct one for each one of the Sidorim. So then how do you just put all three Siddharim together and say that that way you're being Yotzei? Because you're not being Yotzei. Rabbeinu Tam was very upset with the Minhag, but on the other hand, he didn't want to He didn't want to change the minhag, but he was very confused about this minhag. So therefore, he came along, and what he did was that he was mitaken. Take a look in the almost in the middle of the big lines. In Hidra benutam bimekomenu litkoa gam azichronos vashofros tkia shvarim trua tkia, and that way would be the same as Malchias. Why is that? Because now you would be yotze ash nothing mikol svuke. You would have at least all of the possibilities. Elamai, you've got the problem that they tied it to Rabbi Avu. What about the hefsek? So okay. Okay, we'll allow the hefsek in order not to be Mishana the minute. Interesting. So in other words, he had the difference between all of them, which was a minute, and then he added an additional tkia, shvarim truat tkia, for zichronos and shofros. But that way, okay, you'd have a hefsek, but at least you would have the kelis. Continuing a bit before we begin, from we were talking about the various mechugim about Tkir Shofren. The last thing we mentioned was that the Rabbeinu Tam was mitaken to at least add in France the Tkir Trua Shvarim Tkir, both for Zichronos and Shofros, not only for Malchias, because he felt that. That way, at least you're not mekalkel the minhag completely, because at least you didn't put in all of the different kailos into every one of them. But on the other hand, at least you're going to be yotze that way, one way or the other, because the biggest problem that you'd have would anyway be the hefsek, either the hefsek of the shvorim between the trua and the tkia, or the hefsek at the end between the final tkia and the tkia shvorim. Which means that he holds apparently that the hefsek issue is not really a derisa, right? And there is indeed some question as to what's the problem. Who cares if you have a hefsek? It makes a big to do about what good is this takana if there's going to be a hefsek. We said if you were shama teshat kios b'teshu shos b'yom you'd be yotze. So what exactly would be the problem of a hefsek anyway? That's a big question. There's a lot of different approaches to this issue of hefsek. That it's dafka, the hefsek of a kol shofar. Is that the issue? It's hefsek of a kol shofar between one and the other. Perhaps because it changes the nature of the tkia, of the shuta lefanev l'acharel. Because if you're going to have a shever lefanev, you're going to have a trua l'acharel, which would be the case, then it ends up that you weren't mekayin the acharei on the lefanel. But if that's the case, then we're really dealing with the diraisa, which is the definition of the kol. If it's the definition of the kol, Rabbi Natan doesn't help very much in saying that we should just add the tkia trua, the shvarim trua, rather, to zichronis and shofros. So thank you. In any event, Tosfos does bring the oruch. The oruch has something that's close to our minhag, in which we do, according to him, we get, that's the first place where we find this mea kolos issue, which is a medrash that Aim Sisra, if you analyze the number of kelos that are referred marumas in the story of Aim Sisra, in which each and every one of the strange words that she asks, really a rotten woman, who, as her son is missing, all that she could think of is his orgies of rape. That's all. It's absolutely astounding kind of tefillah, death tefillah. But which is why the tkiyas of shofar are viewed as the opposite in terms of the racham ha'aim, so to speak, an aim that cares about the life of a child rather than a living death of a child. But in any event, the mea kelos would be worked out by having. Remember that each Seder, essentially, even though it's multiples of nine, which would give us for the three different kailas, would give us 27, but because we have the Shorim Tru'ah, we had three, which makes it 30. So we end up with 30, really, for each Seder. So if you do Tkiyah Shvarim Trua Tkiyah three times, and then Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah, you do those three times, so you end up really with 30 Kailas. If you do 30 Kailas B'miyushav, and then you do 30 Kailas while you're davening Musaf, and you do it even as you're davening Tfilat HaLachash, and then you do that while they're doing the Chazaras HaShatz, then you end up with 90 Kailas, but you can add just one set of Tashrat, and then Tarat, and then Tashat, you end up with another 10. Because so that way you get 100 Kailas. The way we do it is based on the Shalom, which the Mishnah Berurah brings, where we do the Miyusha of 30, and we do the B'Shas Chazaras HaShatz 30, or you have the Nusach Sfarad B'Shas, we'll see those issues today. Then he did another Seder after Aleinu, and then at the end of Tvila, after Anim Zeres, whatever is the end, an additional 10, which gave once again 100. That became more or less the minhag nowadays, to do not like the Rabbeinu Tam, they had 70, to do the full Sidorim for each one, Malchus, Achronis, and Shofaris, to add after the Tvila, and to add once again the final 10, just to be mashlin Eim Sisra. Lemaisa, we end up using all of these keleis while we're at it to be yotzei other deot. So the question of whether, when you remember we had the machlokes back at Sukkah about whether tkiya trua tkiya is considered to be one kol, is considered to be three separate keleis. There was an afkamina of hafsaka, meaning to take a breath between. There's all types of machlokes, and whether that means there has to be some hefsek, just not a full breath, or whether it means literally shouldn't be the hefsek at all. Because of those machlokes, and we do the various tkiyas in different, the sidorim in different ways, and that way we have a full set for all of the various shitas. So it's a good opportunity to get in the sfeikas while you're at it. Lemaisa, just by the way, if you hold, like the shita of some of the gainin, especially Rabbi Nuhai, all of this is only a chumra b'yalma, because it doesn't really make a difference what kind of kol you make. Because the Torah didn't say what kind of kol to make. The Torah said to do a trua. A trua means a broken up kol. The question whether you want to break up the kol the way the posik says, ke'im sisra, this way or that way or both ways, or this way. And it uses that also to explain what Rabbi Avu is coming at the end of the Deres HaMoroyim to be mitaken things that the Tanoim never thought of. I mean, it seems very crazy. Well, all of a sudden we figured out new issues that have to do with the Kikolais. So therefore, the understanding is that Rabbi Avu basically was a collector. There were various minhagim. He collected all of the minhagim. He said, you see that some people do it this way, some people do it that way. In order to give a space to all of the various ways of understanding the nature of a Yevava, so we'll do all of them. And that way, every minute will have its place. But in terms of the Yikar HaDin, and this, of course, would answer the problem of the Rabbeinu Tam, in terms of the Yikar HaDin, it doesn't really make any difference how you do it. As long as you do a pshuta, a broken call, and then a pshuta. And not everybody agrees with the Shitas HaGa'ina, but it's certainly something here to take very seriously into consideration. What's fascinating is that there's a long Zohar about the meaning of the various types of keleis, relating it to Dina Kashya and Dina Rafya and the Metikut of Dinim, the way we're Mamtik Dinim, in which first, and it traces this back to Maisa Bereishis, in which the original Beis Bereishis isn't Mekuyim because you can't have a Bria in the place of Din Kashya and so on and so forth. And at the end of the Zohar, this occurs, by the way, often in the Zohar, they relate the Torata Nistar that they're dealing with to the way that things end up working out in the Gemara Lahalacha. So they said that all of this is reflected in the Sfeikas, Rabbi Avu, in the Gemara, and so on, in which they get to it their way, and we get to it our way. But the bottom line is everybody ends up doing this whole Seder, which addresses the issues on various levels. So we're talking about it on our metaphysical level. They were dealing with it on the level of Sfeikas. But the fact is that all of this needed to be worked out in terms of the way that in time there's a development of what is needed for the Gilui of Dinim of Rosh Hashanah, just like there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which again, throughout the Masechet is just, Sveikas, the Eidim coming in afterwards, before, Takona, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Minhag HaVaseichem, Yadechem, etc., etc., but L'maisa, in terms of the mystical requirements for Klaus, so we have all of the analysis of the difference between the Yom Risha and Yom Sheni, the treatment as if it's a real phenomena. So again, a lot of real phenomena, but Meshach HaZman developed because of issues that seem to be completely contingent and based on sveikas, and such is the way the development of Bria when you look around on every level, even biological. So make do with your appendix and let's go ahead. So today's daf is daf Lamed Hey, which is lovely. We're feeling hale and hearty this morning, I hope. Absolutely. A mountaintop is just what we need.
We have an extra load today.
That's true. We do have a little bit of a poor situation in which we're dealing with Lamed Daled. We got up to yesterday, the two dots. We were a bit rushed yesterday. And our friend Aaron is not here, so maybe we could sneak in a little bit, of the issues that we sort of just flew over. So let's just run over once again some of the things that we left. Okay, so some of the things we discussed were hearing Teisha. The Teisha Eshoz B'Yom, and we also had B'Teisha B'nei Adam Ke'echad. You should know that there's a big question as to what the problem is with the Teisha B'nei Adam Ke'echad. It's mashmo over here that if you hold that Trei Kali, Mitrei Gavre, is Mishtamoi, so then L'chora you would be Yotzei. And that's how Rashi says you are Yotzei. Understand what do you mean? It can't be. That's all very nice in terms of hearing it, but you need to hear it on the Seder. Hearing it at the same time is not called hearing it on the Seder. And there are those that learn that the only time that you would say that you could hear two things from two people is if they're doing the same thing, not if they're doing different things. Now, nobody suggested you can hear two separate kailas at the same time, even if you wouldn't have the problem of Allah Seder. Therefore, it isn't really relatable necessarily to the din of Trei Kali. Others go even further, and they said that before we were talking about Trei Kali, we were talking about Chatzotzrot and Shofarot, where the kolot are different kolot. But if it's the same kol, who's to say Bechlal that you could even make out? You're having 9 people blow simultaneously in the correct order. Tkia, trua, tkia. Could you hear one kol shofar? Does the Rambam know? You can't hear one kol shofar, even though it's chaviv like. There are all kinds of discussions. Is that the same as Megillah? Is there a difference between a D'oraisa, D'rabbanan, and so on?
Could be two yes, but none no.
That nobody suggested.
What?
No, the multiplicity, the number is not a factor anywhere. Yeah. Okay, so there again, it's not clear. The question is whether Yotza or Lo Yotza. Rashi's Girsa was Yotza. Again, because what's the problem of Trey Carly? Everyone else's Girsa is Lo Yotza. Then we also got into the Girsa questions, which again, yesterday I said we've got some Girsa problems, but there really were, it wasn't time to discuss. The Tkiya Sein Ma'akvizu, Brocha Sein Ma'akvizu, but Tkiya Sein Ma'akvizu, Rashanam Shal Yom Kippurim Ma'akviz, it seems pretty clear that Rashi's Girsa was that Tkiya Sein Ma'akvizu Ma'akvizu, not Tkiya Sein Ma'akvizu and Brocha Sein Ma'akvizu, because that means something completely different. Therefore, the way Rashi's Girsa has it is that the relationship of the din of Tkiya and Brocha and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim is absolutely essential, and you can't be yaitze your tkiah without the brachas, and you can't be yaitze the brachas without the tkiahs, which is very problematic, as Tosis points out, because we had the whole question, do you say the brachas without the tkiah? So we're going to come later today to discuss what happens if you only have a choice of one or the other, which do you do? If they're ma'akvazuazu, then you're not going to be yaitze anyway, so what's the point? All types of answers are offered for the position of Rashi. that ma'akpas doesn't mean you aren't yotz, it's not g'day to do it, it means it's g'day to wait in order to do it. Or one is talking about b'mokamones, one is talking about shalom b'mokamones, one is talking about as a yotzid, one is talking about a lot of different approaches. How does Rashi deal with the sugya? Others, the Tosfos says, look, the correct girsa is the way we have it. And the meaning, therefore, would be the tkiyas or ma'akvas zo as zo, meaning here, that not that the tkiyas and the brachas are rashanim shemekpur ma'akvas zo as zo, but the tkiyas and brachas are ma'akvas, meaning if you can't do all of the tkiyas, then don't bother. If you don't know how to do a trua, don't bother doing the tkiya. Or perhaps even some take it to the Siddurim, which is very problematic. You know, do one Seder number. You know, even if you know how to do Tkiya, true Tkiya, not to do, because you can't do all of it, new. Then you have the Brachas, same thing. If you only know how to say some of the Brachas, but you don't remember the Siddurim, remember they didn't have Siddurim in those days. You don't remember the Zikrenas and the Shafras, but you remember Amalkias. The Ma'akvizu is, but it doesn't mean that the Tkiyas and the Brachas are Ma'akviz each other, says Tosfos. It doesn't say that. You notice that that's very clearly missing from the Gemara. It doesn't say Zo et Zo. It says Ma'akvot. That way there's no problem with the Sugya coming up. Yeah, so there was also a little bit of a Girsa change. In the Musaf. Yeah. Came, we got up to the Misha Birech, we're up to the two dots. Misha Birech, Vachar Kagnit Manalo Shofar, Tokeo Maria, Vitokea Shalosh Pamim, Kishem Shliach Tzibur Chayav, Kachto Yakid Vyakid Chayav, and Yamiel Omer, Shliach Tzibur, Motziat Rabim Yedei Chovatam. V'atanya shiur tkiya kichua, omra baya tana didan kachashiv tkiya de kula bavi v'chuas de kula bavi. Tana biraka chashiv chad bava v'tulo. Shiur chua kishalash yivavot. V'atanya shiur chua kishalashah shvarim, omra baya baha vadaik pligit. Echtiv yom chua yelachem, utargmini yom yivava yelachom. Uchtiv bime de sisra, ba'arach alo nishkefa v'ati abe b'im sisra. Mars of Arginuki Gonak, or Mars of Argilula Yolo, Tanarabon. Minaji Bishofar, Tabudoma, the Avarta Shofar Chua, in the Yellow Biotho, Tamilomra of Kodashashvi, and Tamilomra Kodashvi, Matamilomra Kodashvi. She called Roger Kodashvi, Zekese. Minaji should please call the other people. Minaji Pshutalafanera, Tamiloma, the Avarta Shofar Chua, Minaji Pshutala Harea, Tamiloma Tabiro Shofar. In the Yellow Biovel, Barosh Janami Nain. Tamud Omar Bachodesh Hashvi Shein Tamud Omar Bachodesh Hashvi Ma Tamud Omar Bachodesh Hashvi Shiyu Kol Trot Chodesh Hashvi Zekez Yamin Ayin Shalosh Shor Shalosh Shalosh Tamud Omar Ve'avar Teshor Far Trua Shabbaton Zichron Trua Yom Trua Minayin Liten Et Amur Shal Zeh Vezeh Shal Zeh Vezeh Yom Kippurim En Rosh Hashanah Tamud Omar Shvi Shvi Lekzera Shav All of a Sudden Or Ketzat Shalosh Shem Teisha Shiyu Tekiya Ketrua Shiyu Trua Kesholosh Shavoyim. Wait, I tell him, Ikora Maisla Bekesha, Ashna Maisla Gzera Shava. Oh, Ikoma. I love Gzera Shava, and I didn't love Bekesha. Asha, that Gzera Shava, Kesha Lutzer. Vahai Tana Maitla Bekzera Shava, Mimid Bar. The Tana Tkatam Chuat, Kia Bifnatsma, Chuat Bifnatsma. Atom at Kia Bifnatsma, Chuat Bifnatsma. Maybe it means Kia Vitrua Achasi. Kishomu Bakila Takahal Titko Velotariu. Ave Omet Kia Bifnatsma, Chuat Bifnatsma. ומנין שפשוטה לפניה, תמוד לומר, תקעתם תשועה, ומנין שפשוטה לאחריה, תמוד לומר, תשועה יתקעו. רבי שמוע בנו של רבי יוחנן בן ברוקה אומר, אינו צריך, הרי אומרו, תקעתם תשועה שנית, שתמוד לומר שנית, מה תמוד לומר שנית? זה בני אב, כל מקום שנאמר תשועה, תהי תקיעה שנייה לה. אין לי אלא במדבר, בראשון המנין, תמוד לומר, תשועה תשועה לגזרה שווה, in which case שלוש תשועה זה למה בראשונה, Shabbaton zikron tura, yon tura, vata shofar tura, shtey tkiyos v'kalachas v'achas, matzino l'meidim, sholosh tshuah v'sheish tkiyos emer Rosh Hashanah. But we need to recognize that only shtayim are b'divrei Torah, achas b'divrei Sefer. The Shabbaton zikron tura, vata shofar tura, is b'divrei Torah. But the extra yon tura yelechem is what enabled us to make the gzera shava between the midbar and Rosh Hashanah. And therefore it's needed a Talmud Oba. Rishu Bar Nachmeni Amr Rabbi Yonatan? No, there's only one Medivrei Torah. Shtaim Medivrei Sofrim. The only one that's Medivrei Torah is the Avarta Shofar Trua, Shabbaton Zichron Trua, and Yom Trua Elohim. Both of them are the Talmudon. Wait, what's the second one? My Talmud Oba? That's me boy, Biyom, it's a Yom Trua, the Loba Laila. Now wait a minute. In Yom HaKippurim, Yolim, so why not learn the whole business out from Yom HaKippurim? Pshuta lefaneh, pshuta lachareh. What's that for? Now they have varta tavdiru, he doesn't hold, comes to tell me. Pshuta. So then what does it come to tell me? The avarta is kedar of mas. The avarta of mas, the avarta means the shofar has to be the small end that was connected to the head is what you're blowing from. And tavdiru means abribiyat. Taviru biyad. Anyway, I never would have thought. Lo matzitamri tegamra avra avrami Moshe. It says va'avar teshofar tura. By Moshe it says va'itzam Moshe aviru kol. So malahalam bekol afkan bekol. So I turned the ma'isla of the midbar. Why not learn out from the midbar all the way and learn from chatzotzrot afkan chatzotzrot? Tamud lomar tiku ba'chodesh shofar ba'kesel yom chagenu. Zeru chag she'achodesh mitkasebo. Mask Ravina, but maybe it's Genuchi Gana. And then he's being mafsik the Trua between the Shvarim and the Tkia afterwards. No, he does a Tkia Shvarim Tkia. So Rabbi Avu Mayatkin. No. Genuch Avi Yulul Yolal Avi. Because he's Mesafka like a third Sufik. Dilma Gonach Yolal together. So then why isn't he Mesupik a fourth Sufik? Maybe Levinami Ibcha Tkia Trua, Shloshi Shvarim Tkia, Dilma Yolal the Gonach. That's because some of the mills that Kimit Rabinish Mills Rachman of Islam, Beresha Gona Kohada Yolio. Talk up Rishon, Moshe Pushnia Tishtai, Omre Yochim, Shoma Teshat Kiers, Petesha Shores Beyom, Yatsa, Tani Ami Yochi, Shoma Teshat Kiers, Petesha Shores Beyom, Yatsa, Mitesha Beyodim Ke Echod Lo Yatsa, but Kiam is up to Rabbi Zer, Yatsa, Philip Say Rugina, Philip Gelam Kula. Lididi, as you well know, lo severely any of this. I hold you should have kept reading. But lididach, the sverlachas, im shita, the gedei legmarat kulach, hazor l'rosh, like my rabbi said. Ton rabban et kies, en ma'ak v'zuazur, brok es en ma'ak v'zuazur, et kies, brok es rosh, shen v'shem ha'kipurim, ma'ak v'zuazur. My time, omar rabba, omar ha'kadosh, baruch hutzur, I never finished telling you what Tosfos says. So he says that tkia is not, and the brok es rosh, shen ma'ak v'zuazur, but they're not ma'ak v'zuazur. Meaning you need to have Malki Zichron and Shofar, and you need to have all of the Tekiyas. But you don't need to have both.
One exactly.